You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Joe Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. We have Robin Witten this week. She is the founder of Audiophile and editor of Audiophile, and she's here suggesting some really great books. Hello, Robin.
Hello. I do have something different for us today, Joe.
Okay, I'm ready.
Let's talk about My Garden World by Monty Don and read by the author.
Well, you and I both love our gardens.
We do. And this is a great discovery. Monty Don is the author of many gardening books. He's English, as you'll hear as soon as we get into this, and the host of the BBC's long-running TV series, Gardener's World. You know, this is right in our alley, but I have never listened to him before, and I've never seen the program.
I'm so glad you said that, because I was about to say, you know, Robin, I really don't know who he is.
Well, you can get the TV program, so we can do that, but also his books have been recorded as audiobooks, and these are his gardening books, you know, about visiting gardens and how to grow various things. Of course, I love English gardens, but in this My Garden World, it's more of this past year, in his own garden. And the things that he observes, and he's a brilliant observer. He has a farm in Wales, and he has a garden where I think most of the shows are filmed in another part of central England.
And I have to say, knowing that you were going to talk about him, I looked him up, and I know he dedicated this book to his late dog, Nigel, which of course makes me love him.
Of course. And he has a whole book about Nigel that is called Nigel, My Family and Other Dogs. So that's an audiobook that you could also check out. But he, in this Garden World audiobook, we've got sort of a chronological observation that really goes through the months and seasons of the year. And he's, you know, just writing and talking about the things he sees. And he's bringing in this whole career of not only plants, but the natural world and, you know, growing things, but what insects do and what animals do, the robins, the wrens, the floods in the garden, you know, all these different things. He has things to say about it.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. That really, really does. I love people who talk about gardens as they sit in the larger natural world. So it's not just how this flower is growing, but...
Right. And he's, you know, it's as if he's sitting there telling you, sitting in his garden with you, you're looking at something and he's talking about it. And he has all the time in the world. And yet, because it has a lovely slow pace, but he's a very polished presenter, as you would imagine.
Well, let's hear some.
Let's do it. This is just at the beginning. He's telling about his two gardens.
Okay, this is My Garden World. It's written and read by Monty Don.
There is another element to this book that goes beyond my garden boundary. Some years ago, we bought a small derelict farm 30 miles west of here across the border in the Black Mountains of Wales, intending to move on from this garden to tackle a completely new project. But life, and not least Gardner's world, intervened, and the move has been delayed. However, I spend as much time there as I can. The two places could not be more different. The flat, lowland garden is a sharp contrast to the very steep, wooded slopes of the farm. One has heavy but very fertile soil, whereas on the farm, the soil is light, acidic, and poor. One is tame, and the other wild.
Oh, I'm in love. Oh my God, that voice, that what he's talking about. I want to hear this book and I want to watch his show.
Yes, you know, we've discovered some great new listening in the audiobooks, but sending us off to more reading and watching of different things this week. It's amazing.
Oh, this is a delightful Robin.
And he has, you know, other audiobooks, but this one is a great place to start because I think it right now we're still, you know, not maybe getting out. It's great gardening season. We're not getting out to as many places as we might like to be going. And this just made me slow down and just say, you know, sit in your garden and look around. Notice all the things and enjoy what he sees and he's telling us about.
Lovely. What a nice gift. Thank you. That's My Garden World, written and read by Monty Don. Robin, thank you so much, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, we will, Joe.
Okay. Support for Behind the Mic comes from Naxos Audiobooks. The Great Fire of London began in a bakery in Pudding Lane on September 2nd. And after viewing the fire from the Tower of London, Samuel Pepys recorded in his diary, "It made me weep to see it." The Diary of Samuel Pepys, volumes 1-3, is a Naxos Audiobooks world premiere recording of the diary in its entirety. From the discovery of a new public toilet to the restoration of King Charles II, from the terrible plague of 1665 to the Great Fire of London, Pepys wrote down what he saw. Narrator Leighton Pugh keeps it all lively, and David Timpson reads the historical introductions to each year beautifully. That's NaxosAudiobooks.com. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.